Case number 13216, Kevin Jones seeks variances, excuse me, from the side yard setback requirement for proposed structure, section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the north side of Wooden Hawk Road. The 911 address is 4915 Wooden Hawk Road in Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 530, map 8, parcel 32.02. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 2.9-foot and a 5.9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Kevin Jones at 4915 Wooden Hawk Road in Greenwood.
Are you going to be testifying as well, sir? Yes. Okay, I'll swear you in as well.
My name is Caleb Gaiman. I reside on 15236 Blanchard Road in Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, good evening. My name is Kevin Jones of 4915 Wooden Hawk Road in Greenwood. I do appreciate the opportunity to appear and speak before you today. I am requesting a setback variance to the east side property line of my residence to allow me to construct an in-law suite to my existing residence. Both of my parents reside in Florida and have significant health issues and are no longer able to live independently. My father has suffered a debilitating stroke and requires help with many daily activities, which my mother is no longer able to provide due to her health concerns. I want to bring them closer to my family so we can provide the support that they need. The proposed addition is designed to specifically meet their accessibility and medical needs while allowing them to remain connected to our residence. The location of my home currently only permits an addition to be built on the right side due to a placement of the septic system on the left side. Building a detached structure to the rear of the residence is not feasible due to possible setback issues with DENREC due to the tax ditch at the rear of the property line, as well as the need for the addition to be physically connected to the main home under the circumstances. The variance that I'm requesting is the minimum amount necessary to make the project feasible on my property. The addition has been designed to be compatible with the existing residence and the surrounding neighborhood. It will not interfere with neighboring properties, obstruct visibility, or otherwise adversely affect the character of the community. This request is not being made to increase the value of my property or for any commercial purposes. I would respectfully request that the board consider the unique circumstances surrounding this request and grant the setback variance. I thank you for your time and consideration and would be happy to answer any questions the board may have at this time.
Questions from the board? Have you spoken to the neighbors, any?
I have spoken to the neighbor that would be most directly affected on that side of and explained the situation to her and had her verbal support and understanding. She did not oppose the idea.
Would you be able to, up here, could you point where this, you were referring to the septic and the issues with not being able to put it on the left-hand side. Could you show us where that is?
Mr. Gaiman built my house last summer. He would be better to do that if I could.
Yeah, so this house has a peat system, and it's mostly in the front of the house here, but it is kind of the whole distance here on the front side and pushed to the left side of the property line here. And because of the way with it being a peat system, all the pods are set out front, and then there's the holding tank directly to the left, coming out right from the left side of the addition. So really the only way the existing dwelling. So really the only way to do an attach would be on this side here.
What about behind the house?
Again, so with just the design that they are looking for, and with the way that we would have to, we want to give it as much accessibility for his elderly parents as possible. So trying to make it where we are going and entering and exiting from the rear of the house would just be, it's a lot easier with the driveway being on the front side to have accessibility from
from that.
Do you say there's some safety concern there as well?
With
where it was safety taken into consideration with where it's put as well?
As far as like the parents being elderly? Yes. Yeah, I would say that that's definitely something that we wanted to make it where they have, so the right side of their existing structure right now is a garage, and so we wanted to make it connected, but we also wanted to give them as much kind of their own private living space as possible, so.
Will there be a ramp or anything from the driveway?
So we are going to do, the proposed drawings right now is a slab on grade, so it's going to be just slightly above, maybe 8 to 10 inches above the existing grade currently, and then we'll do a small ramp into the building.
I just think that's another reason you might need to be on the driveway as opposed to try to do it.
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier to be able to just do a ramp right down to it, and because we're doing slab on grade, it's not going to be a huge ramp or anything like that, but just a little something to, if they ever are in a wheelchair or anything like that, they can get in and out easily.
What's the square footage of the addition?
So again, we're in preliminary drawings right now, but approximately 600 square feet.
I'll note that on your site plan, it says 512 square feet.
Yeah, that's probably closer accurate. Like I said, we're still in the preliminary drawing plan right now, so that might shift slightly, but not incredibly.
If it shifts slightly, it won't encroach any further into the side yard, is that correct?
Yeah, no, it should not encroach. Yeah. Any
and I say that because if this board were to approve it, they're based upon the drawing that's been presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
So if it were to encroach further into the side yard, then they would have to come back for another variance.
Yeah. Okay. No, that drawing right there is where the backside of that building will be, regardless. So if it does, it would be moving forward, and because of the position or because of the shape of the property, as we move closer to the road, that property gets wider, so it doesn't affect our variance at all.
And what's included in this addition? Is it just a bedroom, bed, bath?
It's going to be a bedroom, bathroom, a little sit-in area, and I think we might do a back porch off the back that might be turned into a sunroom one day, all seasons room.
I wonder if it makes more sense to apply for the variance.
I mean, again, the overall structure size is not going to shift. We're just trying to finalize the interior design of what it's going to be. So, and from our understanding, this was something that we wanted to try to get done as soon as possible, because with the hearing for the variance and stuff being scheduled for 6 weeks out or 8 weeks out or whatever it is, we wanted to get this done so that then we can move forward with all of the other stuff with the building permit.
The dimensions that are on the plans, we have really no interest or need to go beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Can play with location of walls and stuff, such inside. But I think the square footage on the plans that were submitted, we can work inside of that. There's not going to be need to go beyond that. That's plenty of room for that.
You had mentioned something about adding on to the back of this and enclosing it, which would require another variance.
Well, no, that would be included in square footage of what we have here, I believe.
You have a 30 by 16, 512 square feet. That's what it reads on here.
Yeah, 30 feet deep by 16 feet wide.
That might be because on our plans that we gave to the plans that we gave to the surveyor were 32 feet by 16 feet. So I'm not sure, that might be a mistake on his end on what he did.
But again, if need be, we can move the structure out towards the front of the property 2 feet in order to make that variance. Like I said, that's not going to change anything from what that variance is going to be on that side.
The septic system that you talked about, you're going to be adding a bathroom and a bedroom. Is there going to be a need to have a larger septic system to accommodate that?
We are still in the process of determining that. If not, we are going to remodel the one bedroom in the existing house and turn it into an office so that the bedroom does not change the ability to handle what is there.
Okay. The other thing, you know, I look at this, it's 16 feet wide. I presume you're going to make this handicap accessible, so wider hallways, wider doors. Is that right?
Yes.
Is there going to be enough space with that width to accommodate a bedroom, a bathroom, a sitting room, a porch, and those wider accommodations? And I only ask that more because, you know, this is the proposal, you know, mm-hmm. Sometimes we do have people that go back and they have to come back to the board, and we try to avoid that. If this board were so inclined to approve, which is not guaranteed. But, you know, have you looked at that? Is that going to be enough?
Yeah, so looking at the plans that the guy that draws our plans for us, the way that the inside is designed is it's very open concept. So there's very minimal hallways or anything like that. So it's basically just doorways going from one room to another with pass-through between, like, the front living area to the bedroom in the back.
And is there going to be, you know, I think you said that area to the side of it, that's the garage now, is that right, Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
So is that where, are you going to have the ramp in the garage?
No, we're going to have the ramp to, the way that it's drawn right now is on the front side of the proposed structure.
Is there going to be, and I don't know if this is pertinent, but sometimes we do wonder if there's a ramp that's going to go into the main dwelling, too.
There's not a plan for that right now.
Okay. I mean, it looks like you would have room to work with that. You've got a significant way from the front yard setback area, mm-hmm. So it may not be an issue. Going back to the other point, you want it off the driveway so you can have better access for your folks. Is that right, Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I see you have a well not that far behind where the proposed rear of the structure is, so that I presume is why you couldn't build that to the rear of the garage. Is that why?
There's a few reasons. The placement of the well, yes. I had concerns about the Denrec setback back there because of the tax ditch. And the wooded area behind the house, which is pretty much all wooded back there, it is low back there. So and there is a tendency for water to collect back there. So that might not be, that might present its own set of problems.
Well, I was going to ask you that. If that does that property slope, or is it just kind of low lying due to the taxes?
I would say it's low lying. Okay. So the slope, it's pretty level.
So that's a reason to have this addition closer to the front of the property than the rear of the property.
Correct. As far as are you referring to a detached or attached?
Either.
Detached definitely not for those reasons. Accessibility, the low lying area in the back, the placement of the well and such, and their health conditions, it would just be able to get to them easier. Absolutely.
And, you know, I noticed you've got this, I think your testimony was that the house was built last year.
Yes, sir, it was.
I take it this all came about after the house was built, is that what?
When I purchased the house was under construction. It was probably 90% complete. We moved from Milford over to Greenwood. My mother has been my father's caretaker for several years. And my mother has been in the hospital for pretty much the whole month of May. She had congestive heart failure. She had to have a pacemaker installed, the defibrillator pacemaker installed. She's still dealing with that. She can't care for him. I'm paying caretakers twice a day to come to the house, 7 days a week to take care of them right now in Florida. So this all came up within the last 3 months that I've had what's been dumped into my lap to deal with. I am the only child.
Heavy burden, I'm sure. I think that's, there's no HOA here, right?
No, sir.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Sharp, there seems to be a discrepancy with the square footage. 16 by 30 would be a 480 square foot structure. I'm not sure where they got 512.
I think that's probably, I think I wrote down the 512 because the plans that I was basing it off of was the proposed plans that I had of 32 by 16 instead of 30 by 16. As the survey showed.
It could be a surveyor error. Mm-hmm. It's a good catch, Dr. Hitchens. If to that point, the 32 feet would project closer to the front yard.
Correct.
Is that right? Yeah. So that's the area where it narrows. So in theory, that point would be farther from the side property line.
The closer we get up from it, the less we have to deal with.
Yeah, when you get to the rear, that's where it gets closer to the side yard.
The closest point would be that 9.1 or whatever it is written down on the survey.
All right, so the plan is to have a 16 by 32 with that closest point's 9.1 feet.
Yes.
Okay, correct. Yep. Thank you.
So even if they did decide to do a sit-in area or anything like that out back, we can shift that off to the side so that it's not the whole width of that 16 foot.
Any other questions from the board? Sure.
I have nothing further. Thank you. Okay.
You would have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13216? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13216? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Need more time to think about it?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13216 for Mr. Kevin Jones for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has a unique physical condition with the placement of the septic system and the placement of the well that does limit the ability to put the structure for its intended purpose in a different spot. An exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
Second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingood?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13216 has been approved. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciate your time.
Additional business?